I see before me some very intelligent people and some church officials. I'm not distinguishing the two. Everyone in front is intelligent, and some happen to be church officials. That being said, I can ask you who are closer to the front, what is this? Ah, the church official said it is a fork. I thought you would say that, but that may just be your interpretation of what it is. Several years ago, the Disney Studios produced a movie called The Littlest Mermaid. And that movie is about a mermaid given the name Ariel. Ariel lives deep, deep down in the ocean. She has a fascination with human life, but being deep, deep down in the ocean, she can't really come to land and learn what human life is all about. But occasionally she does rise to the surface of the ocean and have conversation with Scuttle. Scuttle is a seagull. And being a seagull, he lives in both worlds, the world of the water and the world of the land where human beings live. So whenever Ariel talks to Scuttle, Scuttle tries to tell her what human life is really like, at least as far as Scuttle can understand it. And so one day, Ariel and Scuttle are talking about human life, and Scuttle brought her this. Scuttle told her that this is a dingle hopper. And you use a dingle hopper, humans do, to comb your hair. Is this a dingle hopper or a fork? Well, it's a matter of interpretation. And interpretation is profoundly influenced by the company you keep. And that's what's going on in today's gospel lesson. Jesus has a conversation with someone from a different community, from a theological community, a community that is akin to a seminary community. And the scribe and Jesus are talking about interpretation, not the interpretation of what this is, but an interpretation of what is the greatest commandment. Now, Jesus, as we heard, gives this answer. The most important is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Well, the teacher of the law agreed with that interpretation. And the scribe said to him, you are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. So we have the two partners in conversation, Jesus and the scribe, agreeing on the objective interpretation of the words. But Jesus was not satisfied with just that objective agreement on the words. He was not yet ready, shall we say, to extend the right hand of fellowship. And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Well, then Jesus spoke to his own followers and took them into Psalm 110. Psalm 110 is a very oft-quoted psalm in the New Testament. And on the basis of Psalm 110, Jesus pointed out that the interpretation of the scribes was not accurate. They had said that the Messiah was a descendant of David, but the text of Psalm 110 indicates very clearly that the Messiah is much more than a descendant of David. The Messiah is the exalted Lord over David. Interpretation comes from the company we keep. And Jesus told his followers, "You cannot love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, apart from the exalted Lord, the Messiah, Jesus Christ." So the question is, I think, is our theological community known by the company it keeps? Is our theological community one that does its interpretation of the text in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do our studies, do our teaching, do our conversations, do our lectures, do our conferences, do all of our coming togethers reflect interpretations of the one with whom we have company by virtue of baptism, word, and sacrament? Because if the seminary does its interpretation, your seminary, the St. Louis Seminary, for that matter, the church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, if we do our interpretation of the objective text without the focus being on the exalted Lord Jesus Christ, then we are close, but not in the kingdom of God. And so our community, seminaries, church, are known by the company we keep, and all that we do needs the Spirit of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to keep our focus on He who is the exalted one, the one who now sits at the right hand of God, the one who came into our world and kept the law perfectly in your place and mine, because that's something that we sinners just cannot do. We might want to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, etc., etc. We can't do it because sin prevents it, but He kept the whole law perfectly. The Spirit needs to keep our communities focused on that one, the exalted Lord, who is exalted now because He had come down and made full atonement for every one of us and for every one of our sins, including our failure to love Him with all our heart and to love our neighbors as ourselves. The Spirit of the Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ makes us a community that is known by the company we keep. For it is that Spirit who calls, gathers, and enlightens the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it in communion with Jesus Christ. And in that Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers, and will at the last day raise up me and all the dead and give unto us and all believers in Christ eternal life. I want to thank President Wenthy. Did he come to chapel this morning? He's a good man. And I enjoy our fellowship, our bantering back and forth, and the good, friendly competition our seminaries have, because steel sharpens steel, and this is for our Lord Jesus Christ that we do this. I want to thank you for the invitation to preach in your chapel this morning. All of us at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis bring you our best wishes. We are community together in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are on campus, as many of you know, to talk about the futures of theological education and our dear seminaries. Interpretation is profoundly influenced by the company we keep. And if our seminaries and our church is not laser focused on the exalted Lord Jesus Christ, then we might as well go into all the world and know that we're going to be talking about dinglehoppers. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.